Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Capital, and it is now time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. By many accounts, the star of last night's opening night of the Democratic National Convention, First Lady Michelle Obama.
She shared her experience raising two daughters in the White House and made the case for Hillary Clinton.
What I admire most about Hillary is that she never buckles under pressure. She never takes the easy way out.
Michelle Obama did not mention Republican nominee Donald Trump by name, but referenced his penchant for communicating on Twitter.
The issues a president faces are not black and white and cannot be boiled down to 140 characters.
I'm Kevin Delaney at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, is prepared to make history today as the first woman to be nominated for president on a major party ticket. The Democratic Convention holds its roll call of the states today, but there are still some hard feelings among supporters of Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump, meanwhile, campaigning in Virginia yesterday, accused Hillary Clinton of throwing Debbie Wasserman Schultz under the bus over those leaked DNC emails.
She knew everything that was going on. She knew it's a rigged system, that Bernie Sanders never had a chance, okay? He never had a chance. And if you look at it, look what's going on. They're having a lot of people marching. Now, a lot of those people are going to vote for us, I'll tell you right now.
Trump also says Virginia Senator Tim Kaine is a political hack who did a lousy job as governor. And Trump referred to the Democratic vice presidential candidate as, quote, a weird little dude. The East Coast continues to roast under a record-setting heat wave. The temperature hit 100 yesterday at all three area airports, tying the record at Reagan National and BWI and setting a new record at Dulles. And the heat index in Washington reached as high as 113 yesterday. More heat today, but probably no records, they say. A 19-year-old Falls Church woman has been arrested for leaving her dog to die in a hot car yesterday. Police say Megan Campbell left her 5-year-old Puggle in a locked, closed-up SUV near the PetSmart store on Arlington Boulevard. Campbell's been charged with felony animal cruelty. The Hooters restaurant on Rockville Pike in Rockville will be closing in a few months for good. Now, that's the Hooters that served the man who ended up driving drunk last December and killing Montgomery County officer Noah Liotta.
Rich Liotta has always said he turned his grief into action. Following Noah's law, his next mission in making sure nobody else dies like his son did is to see the Hooters pay the consequences for being an accomplice to his son's execution, in his words.
I'm not against all Hooters, but compelling evidence showed that they broke the rules associated with serving an intoxicated drinker.
He calls this a moral victory and may hopefully make other restaurants think twice.
It doesn't bring Noah back, but as a deterrent, the other businesses will look at this and say, we are culpable in what happens here.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Check your kitchen pantry. There is a recall of flour.
The recall announced Monday covers several varieties of gold medal and signature kitchens flour produced on certain dates through February 10th. The expansion of the recall was announced after 4 new illnesses were reported. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says flour produced at a General Mills plant in Kansas City, Missouri is a likely source of the outbreak. General Mills says the illnesses have been connected with consumers who ate or handled uncooked dough or ate uncooked batter made with raw flour. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Washington Monument remains closed after the latest elevator malfunction. Mike Litterst with the National Park Service says they've had to send out for a spare part.
We're waiting for that part to come in. It's expected on Tuesday morning. They'll hopefully get it installed on Tuesday, and we'll be open no earlier at this point than Wednesday morning.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,493, the NASDAQ at 50,98. Sports, the Nats were idle. They open a series in Cleveland tonight. The O's get their fifth straight win over the Rockies, and Clemson is a preseason pick of the media to repeat as ACC football champions. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depends on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube.
If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange coolant and transmission fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Watch for delays southbound on 295. Heading for Baker Street and in the northeast quadrant, we have a water main break on John McCormick Road between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. Volume northbound inside the 3rd Street Tunnel heading from New York Avenue. Once you're there, inbound New York Avenue, of course, slowing down 295 in the usual spot towards Bladensburg Road. Then in Woodbridge, northbound Minnievale Road remains closed with an accident and injury at Telegraph Road. General delays coming your way northbound Route 5, shortcut road after Birch Hill Road. Burke Lake Road with an accident. The police are on scene. And in Alexandria, eastbound Braddock Road, two lanes blocked with a fender bender. That's over by Little River Turnpike. DC Metro's Orange Line running with delays, but the blue line is back to normal. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com to WIMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
They're running that chance of an isolated thunderstorm today. We'll see some sun around this morning, but very warm and humid. Warm, humid this afternoon, 96. A stray shower storm is possible. Maybe an early thunderstorm tonight, 77. On Wednesday, partial clouds and still hot, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Springfield, 72 in Bowie, 81 degrees in Washington. What do Democratic voters think of the Tim Kaine choice for vice president? Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, Washington. 7:07. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk by coincidence. I'm Larry O'Connor. I am not Brian Wilson. I am alongside Brian Wilson, and we continue our live coverage of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Coming up at 8:15, Sally Cohn, CNN analyst and liberal pundit extraordinaire, will be our guest. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Clinton will make an outstanding president, and I am proud to stand with her tonight. Thank you all very much.
Well, that was the conclusion of Bernie Sanders' big speech last night as he tried to heal the rift between his supporters and the DNC and the Hillary campaign. They're all not liking each other a whole lot right now. You know, we need some analysis here. Good to have our good friend Dana Milbank from the Washington Post on the line to give us some sense of it. Dana, good morning to you.
And good morning to you.
And so, Dana, look, you know, it seems that in recent years, these conventions have become, you know, sort of coronations, infomercials. It's all scripted very carefully. This one seems to be a little different.
I think both of them this year have been a little bit different. You know, we had like the Ted Cruz moment last week. Now, this time, Bernie Sanders was playing along being the loyal soldier, but his followers sure weren't. And they made quite a mess of it yesterday, I thought.
Well, do you think that that he was able to bring his people in line, or are they still going to be just angry about, for a while?
Well, he was, you know, he during the afternoon, he sent out emails and texts telling them to behave themselves, stop the booing. It didn't entirely work. You know, it went right on through the night last night. They didn't boo him, and I think he gave a pretty powerful unifying speech, so that probably repaired some of the damage. But, you know, there's a question of how many of his supporters are just not going to go along with his decision. You know, does he have control over his own movement?
Dana Milbank, you make the point about the Cruz moment last week. And yes, it was a palpable moment during the Republican convention. But I got to say, I'm a conservative Republican. And Donald Trump was not my first choice, all right? But the choice of Mike Pence as the running mate and the list of Supreme Court nomination or justices or judges that he would recommend as justices, that went a long way to making me feel more comfortable about Trump as the nominee. I got to put myself in the shoes of a liberal progressive who backed Bernie Sanders here at the Democratic National Convention. Hillary Clinton has picked Tim Kaine. She has not given anything on the superdelegates rule, really, at the Rules Committee. What has Hillary given me?
And then they got all these emails out there. Yeah.
And now I find out that Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC was colluding with her campaign to defeat my guy. If I'm a progressive Bernie Sanders supporter, am I getting anything out of this?
You're not getting a whole lot out of this convention. In terms of the vice presidential choice, in terms of the way the progressives are sort of pushed all in there into night one. Now, she's taking a very different approach than Trump is. Trump last week was saying, well, he wants to sort of double down on what he has done, and that is maximize turnout among his loyal voters. Now, Clinton's saying, all right, I have an opportunity here. I'm going to try to appeal to the middle. And she's taking her base for granted. I'm not sure that that's the right strategy, because this may be a turnout election where you want to have, there's not a lot of people to be persuaded in the middle. You know, people have pretty much made up their mind here. And it may just be a matter of motivating your own people. So I kind of disagree with the strategy that Clinton has taken here. It's not an irrational strategy, but I'm not sure there's a whole lot of people out there for her to win over, and at the same time she lost a chance to fire up her own base a bit more.
Is that your sense of it, that the strategy of the Democrats here was to say, look, we got a lot of people, these Bernie people, they're upset, we need to give them a day to sort of blow off some steam, so they tried to pack it all into day one so that going forward they can look more unified?
That, without a question, that's what the idea of putting out.
Do you think it'll work?
Well, I mean, the Sanders speech at the end of the night was a good one, and it was a unifying one, but it was at the end of a lot of bitterness. Now, we'll see what happens, the next three nights. It's hard to tell whether that will pay off. There's a lot of Bernie or bust folks here, just like the Never Trump folks, who are just not going to get on board. There's going to be outliers in any event. So it'll be interesting to see if the whole thing is repeated again tonight.
Meanwhile, Dana Milbank, as a political pundit and op-ed writer, part of the business is to look at these polls and find out what reaction comes from the American people based on whatever events occurred. And there's no denying it now, after four or five consistent polls coming out of the Cleveland convention, Donald Trump definitely got a boost, in some cases over 5 points, and in some states he actually swung into the lead. What do you make of that reaction, considering it seemed the media really had a negative reaction to the Republican convention?
Well, I think the interesting poll will be after this convention. So when that's the reset point at the beginning of the general election campaign. So I think that that'll be the time when you ask the question. I've been surprised all along the extent to which sort of rank and file Republicans held their nose and said, "All right, I'll go with this guy. I'm really not comfortable with what he says about Muslims or racial minorities or women, but he's better than Clinton." So I'm a little surprised the extent of that.
Wait, I'm sorry for interrupting you, Dana. What has Donald Trump said about racial minorities?
Oh, let's not do this again. I'll send you my last column listing all 100 or 200 of them.
Okay, I'll look forward to that.
You mentioned the bounce, and that maybe the more important thing will be to look at the polls, and I don't disagree with you on that, but it is also true, I think, in recent convention and election cycles, that there hasn't been a significant post-convention bounce for either candidate, as I recall. I mean, Romney hardly got any movement at all, and I've read one accounting that says that we haven't really had a post-convention bounce for anyone since about 2000.
I haven't actually studied the whole thing of post-election bounces. You know, you have to understand, I mean, let's look at that, these last few weeks. Hillary Clinton, before the Republican convention, had, you know, certainly the worst period of her presidential campaign, with Comey coming out and, you know, essentially eviscerating her. And that is what I think caused a huge amount of movement in the polls. So I think it's hard to disentangle whether people are reacting too favorably to Donald Trump or they were reacting negatively to her in the first place. But, you know, as I said, Trump is, you know, underperforming compared to virtually all recent Republican nominees. So, you know, looking at a poll, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks from now, I think will give you a general sense of where we are heading into the general election.
Well, we got to leave it there. Quickly, though, just to, for the sake of unity, Dana Milbank, I think you tweeted something last night at 12:30 a.m. that we can all agree on. Thousands still in gridlock trying to leave Wells Fargo Center. 1 hour plus wait for Uber. Shuttles missing in action. Worst convention ever. There is an organizational deficit here, isn't there?
It was miserable, and they had to abandon the media tents because of the storm, and then the protests shut down the roads. At least the thunderstorms got rid of the protesters, so the roads opened up. But yeah, it's been a mess.
Follow him on Twitter. It's Milbank with one L. Dana Milbank. Thank you, sir.
Dana, thanks a lot. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
It is now 7:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, gentlemen. Southbound on 295, slow heading for Baker Street. Over to the northeast quadrant, we have a water main break on John McCormick Road between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. Northbound 3rd Street tunnel slows as you head for New York Avenue. Once there, inbound New York Avenue heavy, South Dakota Avenue to Bladensburg Road. In Woodbridge, northbound Minneville Road, blocked by an accident. All lanes shut down at Telegraph Road. Eastbound I-66 after Nutley Street, a disabled vehicle in your right lane. Northbound Route 5 down to 21 miles an hour. Shortcut road to Birch Hill Road. We have Berklave Road with an accident right now where it crosses Burke Road. At Alexandria, two lanes blocked eastbound on Braddock Turnpike at a Little River Turnpike with a fender bender. DC Metro still operating with some delays on the Orange Line. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today we're going to have sun this morning, but increasing clouds as the day progresses. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A high of 96. Tonight, 77. Again, a stray shower is possible. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 93. Thursday in the low 90s. Saturday in the low 90s. And Sunday in the upper 80s. Both Saturday and Sunday, there is a chance of a thunderstorm developing. Currently in the nation's capital, 81 degrees on WMAL.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Well, there's some stuff to talk about with regard to Sheriff David Clark, who was such a very strong supporter and voice at the Republican convention. He made an appearance on the Kelly File to give his sense of how it was going for Democrats. And, well, let's just say that Sheriff David Clark is not very impressed. Take a listen.
Donald Trump is the law and order candidate. And this DNC seems to be about embracing criminality and criminal behavior, trying to mainstream criminal behavior, hold these individuals up as if they're martyrs.
He continued.
If you look at a common denominator among most of those there, they were resisting arrest. Eric Garner was resisting arrest. Freddie Gray was resisting arrest. Michael Brown attacked a law enforcement officer and tried to disarm him.
Yeah, and at some point we're going to hear from Michael Brown's mom, and he says, you know, that's all good and fine. I don't blame her for doing that, but
moms are going to do what moms do. Moms love their kids no matter what. We all get that. But here's the question I have, Megan, and I keep asking. Where are the dads? When there are no fathers around to shape the behavior of young boys growing up, they grow up to be unmanageable misfits that the police then have to deal with aggressively.
So there's Sheriff David Clark letting it be known how he feels about law and order as it being considered here in the Democratic Convention.
Well, in the destruction and breaking apart of our society and the values that our society was built upon, and we see that manifest itself not just here at the convention, but then, of course, with the crime in our streets, and Sheriff Clark needs to deal with that on a daily basis as a law enforcement officer. And it really is a striking thing. There are so many things that we can debate about, you know, universal health care and Obamacare and taxes and trade, and all of these things are important, and who sits on the Supreme Court and all that jazz. I get it. But there are some fundamental day-to-day quality of life issues that we all are affected by on a moment by moment basis, and so much of it involves our quality of life and the life that we live in our cities. And I think the striking comparison that we all must face is that at the Republican National Convention, we had law enforcement officers like Sheriff Clark.
Right.
We had victims of heinous violent crime speaking out against the policies that led to the violent crime in our city streets. We had people like Mayor Rudy Giuliani speaking up on behalf of cops. We had family members who were the victims of cops who were killed. And here at the Democratic National Convention, we see no family members of law enforcement. We see only a police commissioner, which is not the same thing as a sheriff or a police chief.
Right.
And we see Michael Brown's mother and Black Lives Matter as honored guests. Set aside all the other policy issues and the platform issues, that is a striking difference between these two parties.
All right, so now, speaking of crime and criminals,
You have Hillary news?
No, I have no news about Terry McAuliffe. You know, Terry McAuliffe, he wanted to give the rights of felons to vote again. He wanted to restore their rights and had said he could do that and began that whole process. And then there was this little problem. The state Supreme Court in the Commonwealth of Virginia said, Mr. Governor, that's not constitutional. You can't do that. Well, you might think that Terry McAuliffe would have taken that and said, well, I guess I overstepped my bounds. But no, not the case.
That's what Democrats do.
That's right. He's here, you know, in Philly, and he stood before Democrats in a party meeting among people in his state who are Democrats and said that I will use the auto pen to individually, I guess, pardon, basically, each and every one of the people who have already signed up to restore their rights. There are about 13,000 of them. And then he said, I'm going to use the auto pen, and I'm going to restore the rights for all 206,000 felons in the state of Virginia and give them the right to vote. Even though the Supreme Court says that I can't do it the way I did it, I will individually pardon them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a restoration of rights, and I guess it's a form of clemency that he's granting. And the Supreme Court of the state of Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia, said that you can't just do this as a blanket clemency. You can't just do it for all of them. It has to be done on an individual basis. Yeah. So what's he going to do? He's gonna skirt the law. He's going to ignore the Supreme Court. He's going to dodge the ruling, and he's going to use the auto pen to do it individually. But I don't think that's what the Supreme Court had in mind.
No.
When they said you have to grant this individually, it means you're supposed to evaluate each person individually, determine whether this person does in fact deserve to have their voting rights restored, not Terry McAuliffe. Wait, why are they so intent on getting 206,000 felons voting by November?
I wonder why that would be. I'm having a hard time. Maybe it has something to do with the election and the fact that Virginia is such an important state, and it's sort of on the bubble. And
oh, no. They got Tim Kaine now. Everyone tells me, Brian, that Virginia is gone. It's already in Hillary's column. Don't you hear that from all the pundits?
Yeah.
Hey, Virginians, are you listening to me? This is what your governor said yesterday before the delegation of Democrats here in Philadelphia from Virginia. He said, in 2 weeks, all 206,000 felons will have their rights back. And they gave him a standing ovation. So, is Virginia really already gone? Is Virginia already Hillary's to claim? What do you say, Virginia?
Well, I say it's going to be interesting to watch. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't think that the Supreme Court expected that he was just going to take a big pile of documents without looking at the individual cases and just send them to the auto pen. I don't think that's what they intended. It is now 6:23 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
7:23 on WMAL. Hey, hey, it's the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. So now, for the first time ever, you're going to get a month of Genucel free with your order today. That's right. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. You've heard me rave about the most effective under-eye bag and puffiness treatment called Genucel. It's got plant stem cell therapy. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed, or you can have your money back. Well, right now, you're going to get that free month with your order. Plus, as a special bonus gift, Chamonix is going to give away their best-selling L'Essence neck treatment. L'Essence, that's the name of a fresh French restaurant here down in Philly. It's really nice. They got truffles. They got really nice escargot and stuff over at L'Essence of Broad Street. Mm-hmm. But the L'Essence neck treatment is also good, and it's free for your order today. Call 800-525-2720. Mm-hmm. 800-525-2720. Chamonix is going to pay for your shipping and handling, too. Three free gifts with your order, Genucel. 800-525-2720.
By the way, thank you for that stuff. That's good stuff.
It's working, is it?
It's amazing.
You like it?
I do.
You're trying to steal my endorsement, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I really like it.
800-525-2720.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner, Leesburg, and Alexandria, Tuesday and Wednesday, July 26th and 7th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It is now 7:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's start off southbound 295. Got some delays Benning Road out to East Capitol Street. In the northeast quadrant, we have a water main break. I gotta not laugh, get through this. John McCormick Road closed down between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. In Woodbridge, we have an accident. All lanes blocked. Minneville Road northbound at Telegraph Road. Eastbound I-66 after Nutley Road. A disabled vehicle closes your right lane. Northbound Route 5, shut down. Shortcut road to Birch Hill Road. In Burklate Road with an accident down to just one lane. Police on scene by Burke Road and Falls Church eastbound Arlington Boulevard. We're a little sluggish between Jaguar Trail and Annandale Road. Now, traffic is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. L'Essence. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much of a break after tying a record yesterday at 100 degrees as the heat does continue. Very warm morning and isolated thunderstorm this afternoon with more clouds than sun, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 81 degrees. It is now 7:27.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. inspires a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today, free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Well, coming up here on WMAL, listen, a lot of people are saying that the Russians are behind this leak of documents about Hillary Clinton. How do they know that? And are people buying it? We have a story to share with you about that. And by the way, who's more divided in your mind? Is it the Democrats or the Republicans? We'll take your calls. It's all coming up right here on WMAL, 7:30 time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Bernie Sanders came out fully in support of Hillary Clinton in a speech at the Democratic National Convention last night, but did it impress his supporters?
Emotions were so raw, passions were so high, that yesterday the Sanders campaign called the Clinton campaign in the afternoon to talk about a way to stop these protests from happening, particularly here in the convention hall that could disrupt the proceedings. Now, we didn't see that really be successful. There were shouts, there were chants, there were speakers who had to try to speak back, push back against those protests.
Correspondent Manu Raju, this afternoon, Democratic convention delegates will formally nominate Hillary Clinton for president. The roll call of states could give the Bernie Sanders camp one more chance to try and disrupt things, but both the Sanders and Clinton people are working together to try and prevent that. Donald Trump is counter-programming the DNC by going on the attack.
We saw him campaigning yesterday in Virginia as well as in North Carolina, and he slapped Hillary Clinton with a new nickname, branding her Hillary Rotten Clinton. And you can sort of tell that Donald Trump has been reveling in the disarray that's playing out at the DNC, but he's also really seen it as an opportunity to make a pitch, make an appeal to some of these frustrated Bernie Sanders supporters.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Until yesterday, it hadn't been this hot in Washington since 2012, but yesterday was a day for the record books as the temperature hit 100 at all three area airports. That ties the record at Reagan National and BWI, sets a new record at Dulles. The heat index, which factors in the humidity, was as high as 113 at times yesterday. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,493, the Nasdaq at 50.98. Sports, the Nats had the night off. Gio Gonzalez gets the start tonight as the Nats open a series in Cleveland. The Orioles beat the Rockies for their fifth straight win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit comcastbusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer
Friends 83116. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy. He's in energy saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start off with delays on the outer loop of the Beltway between University Boulevard and Georgia Avenue. Then there's a water main break in the northeast quadrant on John McCormick Road between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. Tapping the brakes inbound New York Avenue, South Dakota Avenue towards the 3rd Street Tunnel. And at Dumfries Road, now have an accident near I-95, located at Extra Drive to be exact. In Woodbridge, there's a fender bender shutting down Minneville Road northbound to Telegraph Road. Delays popping up in Suitland northbound Pennsylvania Avenue between the state line and Minnesota Avenue. Over in Falls Church, eastbound Arlington Boulevard, a little slow in the vicinity of Allendale Road. And we have an accident in Alexandria where eastbound Braddock Road crosses Little River Turnpike. Two lanes are blocked. DC Metro operating with some delays on the Orange Line only. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much of a break after tying a record yesterday at 100 degrees. As the heat does continue, very warm morning and isolated thunderstorm this afternoon with more clouds and sun, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 81 in Alexandria, 75 in La Plata, 81 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:15 this morning, we'll be talking to liberal pundit Sally Cohn. She will join us. And then also Larry Kudlow coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor. We're live in Philadelphia. We're continuing coverage of the Democratic National Convention.
Hey!
I heard this was not good.
And you told me that he's the more talented one over Art Garfunkel. Well, could we get Art back, please?
Listen, I'm telling you, this was not good.
Wow. It might be time for Paul Simon to finish. That was Paul Simon yesterday, the Democratic National. We got to hear a little more of this. We are continuing our coverage of the dumpster fire that is the Democratic National Convention. And it was an ugly day here on the floor. As you saw, Bernie Sanders people in open revolt against their leadership, and against Bernie Sanders, for that matter, an open revolt here on the floor. You saw that. You saw what happened last week in Cleveland. I'm asking you a simple question. What party is more divided right now, the Republicans or the Democrats? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WML. Mike McKay, we got to hear more Paul Simon here, this music legend.
I will ease your mind like a bridge
I mean,
now we understand why Garfunkel sang that song.
Listen, he gets credit for writing it, right? But, I mean, was it like a Saturday Night Live episode last night? You had Al Franken, you had Sarah Silverman, you had Paul Simon. It really did seem that way at times.
Might have done better if he'd dressed up in that turkey costume.
Listen, it was either a Saturday Night Live episode or it was a World Wrestling Entertainment episode because it was ugly. Listen to a little bit of this. First, it all started with the prayer. Now, you would think that the Democrats could get behind at least one notion here of maybe a prayer, the invocation. Although, let's face it, four years ago at the 2012 convention, they booed the mention of God in their platform.
Yeah.
So this is not unprecedented for the Democrats. But here's the prayer, and listen to the moment where the pastor giving the prayer invokes the name Hillary Clinton.
O God, to give undeniable evidence of our commitment to justice and equality by nominating Hillary Rodham Clinton as our candidate.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah. It started out sounding a little positive, and then it just all the...
And it just kept going.
Then the burbards came out.
Yeah, listen to this. Here's a protester. Her name's Claudia from New Hampshire. That's cut nine.
If you put Hillary as our candidate, there's a lot of us that are Democrats that will not vote for her. Personally, I feel that her platform has every opportunity to pass because she's really a Republican, whereas Trump is hated by his own base. And I think 4 years of Trump getting nothing done is better.
Four years of Trump getting nothing done is better than 4 years of Hillary. And meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren, who's supposed to be the savior and bringing everybody together, she was giving her speech. Now, if you watched it on television, you only heard the microphones by Elizabeth Warren and what the networks wanted you to hear.
That's right.
Here is a reporter who was out in the crowd recording what was happening.
Right.
This is cut six, Mike. That's a whole lot of boos.
Yeah.
And then a little later in her speech, they started chanting.
His whole money has been about taking
Tax Wall Street. Tax Wall Street. It was an ugly scene, Brian, and I got to say, as far as the delegates are concerned, as far as the people who attend the conventions are concerned, Cleveland versus Philadelphia, the Democrats in Philadelphia, much more contentious, much more divided than what we saw in Cleveland.
I can't disagree with that assessment at all. I mean, you know, I've been to a bunch of these things, and you know, most of these things become very scripted, they're very polished, they're very much like infomercials and coronations, everything is fait accompli, no surprises here. We just want to put on a lovely little show for the American people. Well, this one has not been that at all. Now, look, there was a little bit of controversy. I'll grant you that in Cleveland, you know, especially with Ted Cruz stood there, and certainly that. But here's the difference: when Ted Cruz stood there, the audience became more solidified with Donald Trump.
In this with the nominee.
That's right. They took to Trump. They felt like he was out of line. They felt that Ted Cruz was wrong, and Ted Cruz really got hammered for that. Here, what you're having is people trying to bring unity to the situation, but the people, the delegates, are not having it.
They're not
having any bit of it, and they're upset, and they're angry. And yes, I think they've been asked to be a little more polite, and that last night's speech with Bernie Sanders may have helped a little bit, but I think they're an awful lot of people here are still pretty hacked off about the way they've been treated by the party and by the Hillary campaign and the fact that there was collusion and they got all of these emails that are dropping in that show that was the case. It makes them very angry, makes them think that the system is rigged. And I don't know that a lot of them are going to come on board.
Listen, you know, I gave my opinion about the Ted Cruz speech last week, and I didn't see it quite as divisive as everyone else did. But it's hardly rainbows, ponies, ponies and unicorns over there with the Republicans. But, boy, it was a brawl here yesterday in Philadelphia with the Democrats. Keith,
and by the way, the protest outside, much bigger than anything we saw in Cleveland.
Keith in Vienna, we're asking what party is more divided right now, the Republicans or Democrats? Go, Keith.
Well, I swear to God, you just stole what I was going to say.
No, you say it. I want to hear it in your words.
Okay, well, at the Republican convention, they weren't booing the candidate. They were booing the speaker. Whereas at the Democratic convention, they're not booing the speaker. They're booing the candidate.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
That's a big difference. But see, what you'll hear from the party officials and from the media, which in many cases is a redundancy, they'll be saying, well, you know, all of the speakers, Bernie Sanders endorsed Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren endorsed Hillary Clinton, all of the leaders, all of the speakers, all of the party elders, they're united. It's just the rabble down there in the cheap seats. Does that make a difference to you?
Well, Bernie Sanders supporters, they're not buying it.
Yeah. They see right through it. Yeah,
listen,
Keith, thank you for that. You're right, they do see right through it. In fact, before his big speech from the podium last night, Bernie Sanders gave a speech to his supporters in a smaller room, and we will play a little audio of that because that was ugly as well. They were shouting back at their leader there, Bernie Sanders. Plus, more of your calls. We want to hear from you. Who's more divided right now, the Republicans or the Democrats? Yeah, take us out of here, Paul Simon, with a little more.
I will.
This is Chris Plant. Let me tell you what my best girl and I do when we want to have fun. We head on over to Elite Shooting Sports, the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range. Sure, you can go to a movie or dinner, but at Elite Shooting Sports, we spend time together, have fun, and feel empowered. Now that's a date night. Elite Shooting Sports is also a great place to hold your corporate and team-building events. For more information, visit EliteShootingSports.com. EliteShootingSports.com.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
It is now 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. We want to start off in the northeast with a water main break on John McCormick Road between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. Plus eastbound I-66 at the Roosevelt Bridge. There's an accident sitting in the right lane. In Dumfries, we have an accident at Exeter Drive near I-95. Then in Woodbridge, an accident shuts down Minneville Road northbound at Telegraph Road. To Capitol Heights we go. An accident police on scene eastbound Central Avenue at Ritchie Road, Hyattsville with its own incident at Meserut Road at Adelphi Road. In Suitland, tapping those brakes down to 6 miles an hour here on a Tuesday, northbound Pennsylvania Avenue between the state line and Minnesota Avenue. And finally, in Alexandria, we have an accident, 2 lanes blocked, eastbound Braddock Road at Little River Turnpike, DC Metro, with some orange line delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Running the heat and continuing with 90-plus temperatures, big 90s here for another day or so. 96 this afternoon with a stray storm around and increasing clouds. Overnight tonight, 77, very warm for this time of year. Partial clouds tomorrow, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, 8 on Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 82 degrees. It is now 7:47.
Bernie Sanders yesterday addressed a big part of his delegation at a rally. Here's cut 8, Bernie Sanders. This, again, is before his big speech at the convention. Listen to what happened.
Trump is a bully and a demagogue. Trump.
Did you hear that?
Has made.
So is Hillary, they yelled.
And hatred the cornerstone.
So is
of
Hillary. She stole the election, said some of the people there shouting back at Bernie Sanders. A lot of heckling going on, booing during the prayer. Booing during Elizabeth Warren's speech. It reached a point where actress Sarah Silverman here in Cut 5 had to lecture the people down there on the floor because, you know, she's there better. She knows better than them.
Yeah, she's smart.
The Bernie, can I just say, to the Bernie or bust people, you're being ridiculous.
You're being ridiculous. Haven't you read the script about how things are supposed to go tonight? You're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Who's more divided, Republicans or Democrats? How about Dan in Bethesda? You're on WMAL. Go, Dan.
Good morning, Dan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking a call. Here's the deal. We have basically or an oligarchy ruled by any five of nine people. And so as a result, you know, the Republicans are more unified because they know they have to have control of the Supreme Court. Democrats have been seeing half the things go their way before the court anyway. So they're not as up in arms about it. And I think that's been the unifying principle, the hope that Trump's going to turn around and do the right thing.
I'll tell you, Dan, even, and thank you for that, when we were in Cleveland, even some of the really hardcore never-Trump people who are mostly in the media, when I would have, you know, off-the-record debates with them, the one issue that it's impossible for them to respond to is Supreme Court.
Yeah, I mean, it's the one thing that brings Republicans together, no doubt.
How about Bernie in Annapolis Junction? Bernie, I'm feeling the burn this morning.
Hey, Bernie.
as if I haven't heard that before.
Yeah,
I know.
So what I found priceless was the look. The look in the pot. And some of these politicians have never, ever been heckled or booed before. You know, I think this was a learning lesson. The look on their faces was worth staying up just watching as, you know, they tried. And then, you know, they kind of draw back in horror as they hear somebody actually not agreeing with what they were saying for the first time in their lives, you know?
Yeah, it was a bit of an emperor has no clothes moment, wasn't it?
You know, I saw John Podesta take the stage yesterday, who you know is a very a key player in the in the Hillary campaign.
That guy,
and it was like he was rushing to get his thing set and get off the stage.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Bernie. What's the old line? Laugh at the king, or they'll make you cry. There's a little bit of heckling going on here that is sort of it's a salve on some of the wounds. Real fast, let's go to Kevin in Dale City. Kevin, you're on WMAL. Who's more divided, Republicans or Democrats?
I think the Republicans are divided, given the nitwit they have at the top. He has he's an empty suit, and he's still waiting for his first idea. And his biggest thing is he's going to be sticking his tongue out at his adversaries. You know, he's in a third grade name caller. And he still hasn't been waving his, you know, his middle finger and the rest at them. But anyway, that's my humble opinion.
Okay, Kevin. Well, we wanted your opinion heard. That's what we do here, and I appreciate the call. And listen, I think you echo the sentiments of a lot of people. This November, it's going to be the choice between an empty suit and an empty pants suit. It's 7:50 on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
This week, a woman will make history in the city of brotherly love.
We want to write the next chapter in American greatness.
But who will help Hillary Clinton unite her party?
There has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office.
CNN brings you all four nights with unparalleled access.
We believe we are stronger together.
The Democratic National Convention. Live coverage starts today at 4 Eastern on CNN.
All right, time to check, see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
Good morning. Stocks are going to be flat today and tomorrow until the Federal Reserve ends its two-day interest rate meeting. No interest rate hike now, they say. Maybe September. We'll see. A lot of earnings reports in the past hour. Here's a sampling. Eli Lilly sold more of its newer cancer and diabetes drugs. United Technologies sold more Pratt & Whitney engines. And Verizon added more wireless customers, but many of them chose cheaper payment plans. A federal judge in California will decide today whether to approve Volkswagen's $15 billion emissions cheating settlement. If he does, VW owners will be notified soon of how much compensation they might receive. Consumers may be worried about what's going on in the world, but they're spending. A retail group says sales this year will rise 3.6%, a half percent more than first thought. The group credits the rise to the improved housing market, more jobs, and higher pay. Another group says toy sales are already up 7.5% this year because of Star Wars. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Ted Britt Automotive. It's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing your car. You know, when you're going to buy your car and you're checking it out, and you're starting to fall in love with it. I know what it's like. You said, oh, God, I got to have this car. And then you start talking about the terms and the deals and all that stuff. And in the back of your mind, I know it's that little voice. That little voice in the back of your mind says, oh, what if I have problems with this car? What if this car is going to be a whole bunch of hassle? What if I'm not, this is going to be a problem, it's going to cost me more money? No. See, you can put all that aside, tell that voice inside your head to just shut up, because Ted Britt has a great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every single vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Right there, that you got confidence in your purchase, and you got confidence that you're going to get the best deals out there at Ted Britt, because the summer sales event is going on. You're going to get deals on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. Ted Britt also has two Harley Davidson locations. Get your hog from Ted Britt. Visit one of the Ted Britt's nine great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is now 7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We are tracking fire department activity in the northwest on 8th Street near Capitol Street. In the northeast, where there's a water main break on John McCormick Road near Taylor Street. Then an accident. The right lane's blocked. Eastbound 66 by the Roosevelt Bridge to Woodbridge. Minneville Road northbound with an accident closing the road at Telegraph Road in Capitol Heights. Eastbound Central Avenue with an incident. Police on scene at Ritchie Road, Metzerat Road at Adelphi Road, an accident, cops on scene as well. Heading to Chantilly, northbound Sully Road, an accident with injury just before Lee Jackson Memorial Highway. The DC Metro operating with some delays on the Orange Line this morning. Traffic brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, one of U.S. News & World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running the heat and continuing with 90-plus temperatures, big 90s here for another day or so. 96 this afternoon with a stray storm around and increasing clouds. Overnight tonight, 77, very warm for this time of year. Partial clouds tomorrow, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 82 degrees. It's now 7:57.
Hey, everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text B-O-O-S-T to 99000.
Coming up on WMAL,
CNN analyst and liberal pundit Sally Cohn, and good news, Hank Johnson, the man who thought Guam was tipping over, he's back in the news.
Larry Kudlow will join us, and also I need your help because I had an encounter with an all-gender bathroom that left me very confused.
Oh, my.
I'll tell you this.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,